Hey, how's it going out there? This is Two Birds, One Show. I'm Dieter, that's Rick D. And this is our good friend Lance, who's a Texas Texans fan. He's back on the show. So we talk about Philly sports and craft beer. But the Texans hate the Cowboys just as much as we do. So I felt like we were back on. We usually start the show with a cocktail or a beer, and then we'll get into some sports, and then we'll get another beer, and then finish off with some sports. So you want to start us off, Ricky?
Sure. I got a – so this is a brewery that – this is called Freak Folk Brewing. They're kind of newish on the scene. They're kind of hit the ground running, almost like Biden's did when they first hit the scene, where they hit the scene, they jumped right up with the big boys. You know, and I think the third different beer I've had from this one. And listen, I'm going to put them right there. I'm going to put them in the Pantheon with the Treehouse and the Trill and the Monkish and, you know, the Bidens. They're there.
Where are they from?
They're in Waterbury, Vermont, same home as the Alchemist. Nice.
Yeah, man, a lot of good breweries in that area.
And this is called Tarred and Feathered. Double IPA, about 8.5%.
Oh, nice. 8.5. Big boy.
Nice nose, fragrant.
Gets the job done.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt. There's definitely some citra there. I think, you know, getting, you know, probably some Nelson, kind of get some dankiness, some good citrus. That was a nice cannabis taste going to it. So it's, you know, it's dank and it's fucking juicy, and it's a good double IPA.
Nice. Body wise, at 8.5, man, is it a heavy body or is it light?
And funny part is it's on the thinner side taste wise. Nice. Like you said, 8.5, but it's thin, man. It's drinking like a 6% beer, yeah, which is nice. Dangerous. You know, if you're like, oh, it's fucking easy to drink.
That's awesome.
That's my kind of IPA right there.
What you got going on there, Lance?
I had a new one for y'all, man, and I drank it. That was the bad part. I drank it. It was the Crawford Bock Christmas special, the Christmas edition one. And nice. Thing was so good. I drank it, so I don't have any. So it was really
where are they from?
They're from Texas, from Houston, Texas. It's called Crawford Bock IPA. It's a dark. Their Christmas special one. It only come out in Christmas. But man, you talk about like not too much. Like you were talking about, not too much citrus, but like right enough caramel into it. But it wasn't heavy. It was just smooth. Nice. Like two of those, nice. I was good.
Good thing about those Christmas beers, man, like, you know, it's not like sitting around. It's like very fresh, you know, and for the season. So when they come up, man, they're good buy to get.
Yeah, I'll see if I can, man, next time I'll have a picture of it. But you know, like I said, I finished them. And I had a six pack. They got me an HEB. You know, y'all got what?
Yeah.
And man, they had them right there on taste special. Like, that's the best part about, you know, here in Texas. You can walk around your HEB store, your grocery store, and try beer and liquor at the same
time. That's nice. So you can do that over in Philly.
Oh, yeah?
You can't do that in Jersey, man. You can't buy beer at grocery stores or Walmart or Atari or anything like that. But over in Philly, the grocery stores usually have like a liquor store attached to it or something like that.
Yeah. Well, this is a whole grocery store. Now at HEB now, Matt. Now,
yeah, I know. I've been to a few.
Open container in HEB now. You can have a tall boy walk around shopping for groceries.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That's the best part about living here.
I know, like, in Florida and, like, Virginia, man, all the gas station, convenience stores, they all have liquor, man.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty sweet.
Can I ask you, too? You said you're down in Houston. Did you notice did you feel the huge influx of people coming in for the Michigan and Washington national title game, which Michigan won?
I wasn't there. I'm in Corpus, but I was there.
Oh, okay.
I was there New Year's. Oh, okay. Man. I was there New Year's Day and the day after New Year's, and it was they already sold out. Like, I had a couple of people working the game. Like, they were working they work for the beer. Like, they work for Budweiser. And they were picking up shifts like crazy because they know they're going to make a lot of money just serving beer.
Right.
And they said, like, all the suites were already sold out. so I never worked in suites. So I thought that was pretty cool. Nice. I didn't get to go down there and get NRG Stadium to see everything. I was on the outskirts, so I wish I was. That's all good.
Me too. I'm a huge Michigan fan. I wish I was there. Yeah.
And that was an
awesome game, man.
Yeah, that was a good game. That was a great game.
That Michigan defense is stout. It's fucking stout, man. You got, you know, on that defense, you probably got 8 guys, maybe 9 that are going to play in the NFL, yeah. You know, when their college career is done. And you know, I thought that would play a huge role in that game, and I think it did. I think they rushed for over 300 yards, and I think that's a backbreaker to other teams.
The Michigan defense held them down on Washington.
Oh, yeah.
The first half, Washington only had like 94 yards the first half, and I was like,
well, they got two running backs, right?
Michigan. You got Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, and well, both will be playing on Sundays.
How many of them committed to the draft?
Well, running backs?
No, defense.
Oh, defense, probably 8 or 9 guys. I mean, that defense is loaded. And speaking of which, their middle linebacker, I really hope somehow ends up on the Eagles. And secondly, we have another guy on Michigan that plays on a D-line that I'd love to get in. I know it's a fairy tale kind of thing, but his name is Graham. And he's a D-lineman from Michigan. And our Brandon Graham's getting ready to retire after this year. So if we could somehow get him in an Eagles jersey, that would be fucking dope.
They're gonna start networking and
bringing
them over.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. All right, well, let me get all my beer here. This is a Jersey beer. I like to promote Jersey beer by website, breweriesnj.com. So
you still gotta send one down so I can drink one with you.
This is Troon. This is a 2024. It's a big
bastard.
That's a crowler. That's so
it's a 32.
Yeah. So, but they're so hard to get, man, and they only sell crowlers. They don't do like cans or whatnot. So, and it's only like on a Friday, and like, man, they sell it like super quick.
It's like mythical. So,
look at that cream colored beer, man. Looks like milk with hops. You know what I mean? Like, that is crazy color, man.
I like the glass, by the way. It's representing Tonewood. Shout out to Tonewood. They rock, life. Yo. Great brewery.
Cool, and this had a nice big head, but it went down a little bit. And, man, it's such a good beer.
It's light. Pretty light, pretty heavy.
It's got a big body. You know what I mean? You can see, like, dude, the lacing on the head. Yeah. And, like, ABV 7.9.
Do you feel like it's brewed with a ton of oats? You think that's just giving a lot of the body and any sweetness?
Yeah, I do. I definitely have some oats, but man, it is so overpowered with hops. You know, it's so, what's so hop green. Profile? Dude, it's got to be like Citra and Galaxy or something like that. Maybe a little Nelson, but that's what's giving it that like greenish, green milk, almost like a Shamrock shake, you know, from McDonald's, man. Yeah. It's so good.
Nice.
That's cool, man. That's cool. It looks cool. It looks like
thanks. Yeah, it's a great brewery, but it's so small and it's like really hard to get. And luckily, my buddy Al was there, and he was there when they did the release. So he was able to pick up the release while he was at the restaurant there. So that's really
awesome. That is awesome. Yeah.
He gave it to me. He's like, I want you to make sure you get this on the show. I was like, I will, man.
You know that's a good buddy that gets you Troon. I mean, shout out to Al, dude. Mad props, kid.
I wasn't even expecting it. You know what I mean? He's like, here, I got you. So put it on the show. I was like, I will, man. I will.
So hey, Al, so cool. Ever it too, if you want me to ever put any Troon beers on the show. So pretty.
Oh, man. Let's hit up some sports. Let's do a little bit of maybe basketball or hockey before we jump into football.
Can I piggyback since we already talked about the Michigan?
Right. Let's hop on that. That's a pretty good guy.
Couple quick points I want to make, and then I'll step back and listen to you guys. One, it was a good game. Washington, I watched a ton of their games this year. They're a really great team, dynamic offense. The only problem is in the Pac-12, a lot of teams don't play defense. A lot of games are 55-45. But that's a good team. And I think Michael Penix and what's that receiver, Zumbre? I think they're both going to be first round picks. So shout out to Washington.
Now, yeah, here's the problem. Washington favored in that game or Michigan favored?
No, I think Michigan was given like five and a half or something like that. Yeah.
But the only bad thing about Penix is that, you know, he's like 27, 28 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah. Wow. He's a 5-year senior.
Get out.
Wow. Yeah, he did the COVID 2 years. Then he then he went into then he did his senior year, and then he held something like that. We broke it down earlier.
Wow. I didn't even realize that.
27, 28 years old. You know, even if he was to sit 1 year, he's going to be like 28. You know,
it's like a Chris Wanky from back in the day with Florida State.
Yeah, as a QB, that's too old. I mean, you're already on your downslope. So I don't know. I think he waited, but he made a lot of money on the NIL. So
yeah, and he had an amazing. I mean, his number. He was up for the Heisman Trophy this year. Yeah. His numbers were unreal.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You know, so
some good information there, Lance. Man, nice work, man.
That's
good stuff. So. I just want to. Oh, secondly, to piggyback,
I do research other teams on my. I do research. Other teams.
Also, to piggyback off that point, last point I want to make about that is, I also think it might have been, unfortunately, Jimmy Harbaugh's last game head coach in Michigan.
You think so?
I do think so, and I think for a couple reasons. All right, one, I think a lot of the witch hunt that went on with the BS, especially the sign stealing fucking scandal. You think every team don't steal fucking signs on the sideline? Who led this fucking commission? Ohio State's president. Secondly, so secondly, he's probably like, you know what? Fuck you, NCAA. I got my title. I'm out. He's probably. I won't be shocked if he ends up with the Chargers, and I'm gonna say for these reasons. I'm gonna name them to you. One. Beautiful brand new stadium. That thing is a fucking palace. Two, you're playing in LA. It's beautiful all the time. Three, the media out there, it ain't like at Michigan or in Philly or New York or Boston. It's laid the fuck back. So you're talking about lower stress.
Not expecting much. Four, right.
They're gonna make him the highest paid coach in the league.
Yep.
And he's got a young stud quarterback in Justin Herbert already in place.
He is a stud. Yeah, you are right on that one. Yep.
I was gonna say either that one.
Or with the Titans. I mean, come on, because the Titans are – they just fired – what's his name?
I was kind of surprised by that.
Yeah, I was really surprised. Yeah. I thought he really did a good job. But I could see Harbaugh going. But come on, stealing signs.
See that.
I mean, y'all haven't watched baseball? Really? They steal signs all the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to. They made this guy miss three fucking games for sign stealing, dude. I sign steal. You know what I mean? Like I'm in there yelling sign. You know, different signs.
Now, who do you think would backfill for the Michigan coach position? You think they'd give it to the assistant coach that was taking over?
Yeah, I think they'll give it to him because he maybe won like four games without Jim Harbaugh, and he Ohio State, didn't he?
I'll say that, and he probably will get the job, but I'll also say this, and he'll get it only because I think Jesse Minter, the defense coordinator, is going to leave with Harbaugh or get a defense coordinator job, no doubt, in the pros this year. Or else I would say he'd get the head coaching gig because that kid's a young, talented defensive mind. I hope the Eagles bring him in, for Christ's sake. I really do.
Watch him go to Carolina. They need a coach. Carolina.
I know. He might.
That's crazy how many coaches are leaving, man. Like,
One day you had Billy Belichick, Pete Carroll, and Nick Saban all retiring the same day. Yeah. If that's not the most epic retirement day I've ever seen in anything.
Exactly. That was bigger than Joe Paterno retiring.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about Nick Saban's probably the greatest college coach of all time.
Ever.
Pete Carroll's a Hall of Famer, and Nick Saban, he's without a doubt the best college coach ever, and Bill Belichick's the best NFL coach ever. I know a lot of people argue.
You're forgetting one school, USC.
Yes, he won a national title there. And not only that, he coached at New England as the head coach before Belichick got there, and he head coached the Jets.
He's leaving.
Now, do you think it's harder to coach in college now with more players going to the draft and the portal and all that?
Yeah. Well, it's just like being an NFL coach. That's free agency. It's basically college free agency. Well, you know, I don't think college is any harder because I think the pros been doing this for the last 35, 40 years.
That's very true. Yeah. It's just like having a whole bunch of free agency players.
Yep.
They're going to be here for 1 year, and you can't guarantee they're going to be back again.
Yep. Do you let me ask you something, Lance? Do you like that? And Dieter, do you both like that?
Nope. I hate the.
Here's my. I don't like it either.
If you're going to transfer, do it after bowl season. Do it after the national championship.
Yeah.
Why? Because when it comes down to the bowl season and holding like bowl titles, they leave too early to where, hey, I'm going to hold out. I'm already transferring out. And you're letting your whole team down. You know,
yeah.
With them all season long. And then you hold out to that. Oh, you know what? I'm already transferring out. I'm out.
Like that's a great point.
I forgot what school it was. Like he was there for like the whole season. And then he transferred out to, I think, USC or Florida State. He transferred to Florida State. I forgot the kid's name. But, yeah, he didn't even play in the bowl game. And then Florida State's whole team all held out. 12 players held out because of what the teams were pulled.
You know what, Lance? I would have too, because fuck the NCAA for screwing Florida State like that. And I'm not a Florida State fan, but man, they fucked them over, dude, just to get Nicky Saban. And I love Nick Saban, but they did that to get his ass in that fucking game. And when Florida State earned it.
True. Now, here's my question. Do you think Georgia would have beaten Michigan?
Oh, you know what? I'm going to say no comment on that. But I'm glad we didn't play them. I'll say this, and shout out to my good friend Ling, who's an Alabama alum, and we talk about a lot. Going in that game, I said to her, this team scares me more than any other team, because at that time, over that 6-7 week period, Alabama was playing the best football in the whole country, quietly playing the best football in the country, and that includes a win against Georgia.
Yeah.
So that was the one team I didn't want to see.
Yeah.
That came down to the 2-yard line. I said, if you can beat Bama, we'll beat Washington.
In overtime. That's all I
got to
say.
Let me get a little plug in. This is going to – our show is going to be on Spotify from now on. Our show every week is going to be on Spotify. BGSE Network, great guys. We always do a show Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, live on a YouTube channel for BGSE Network. A lot of good shows on there too. So,
sure is.
Want to get that plug in there?
Yeah. Well played, sir.
And we gotta start taking shots on this show. That's all I got to say.
Oh. Yikes!
I'll stop pouring up. I got a lot of tequila in my freezer.
It's so hard to keep track of everything, you know. Once we get going, it's like, man, we just get going, and I'm like, oh man, I gotta say this, I gotta say that, you know what I mean? So,
somebody needs to get a
little. Well, while we're doing shout outs, I want to shout out to the people that follow our show regularly. Bonnie Sue, two of the best human beings I know, Rich Lynn, Mikey Rozier, Heisman Trophy winner, Houston Oiler, Greg, and all these people that watch our show every week. Much appreciated, much love.
Yeah,
man, that's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, I appreciate the comments and the feedback and all. It's all great stuff, man. So,
what's up? Shout out to my boy Ryan, who was in today. I told him about it. He said, I'm going to subscribe to your show now. So, he's probably watching us now, too. So, smash that out, y'all. Awesome.
Man, I love the new logo, man. It's
dope. Yeah, we got the
sick logo.
But right above Lance's head right there. Yeah. You can see it. The two birds, one ship. That's an awesome logo, man.
Nice.
Yeah,
is that big game James that made that?
Yeah, man, dude, he's really talented, man. I was shocked, dude. He just like I was talking about the Spotify thing, and he's like, "Well, hey, man, we're gonna come up with a new logo, so you can put that on there too." And then I seen that, so I'm like, "Oh man, that's perfect, dude. That is so good, so cool."
It is. Shout out to James. Yep. Thanks, my man. Respect, kid.
This is a Philly sports show, so let's get into some Philly sports.
Oh, I got a whole shit, bunch of shit I want to talk about.
Let's hit up on the basketball real quick.
Okay.
It's been a little bit rough for the Sixers to win with Embiid's swollen knee injury.
Yeah, listen, they're 2-8 without him this year, and they're 1-4 in the last five games. Listen, Joe, we need you back, and if not, you guys got to step the fuck up. And I don't know if you watched the game last night. Shit the fucking bed. You're up 4 with fucking so under close, a minute to go, dude. Yeah. How do you foul under the basket right there? That cost us the damn game. You don't foul under the basket, we win the game. So anyway, we'll get that off my chest because it was driving me nuts.
And he got his first triple-double of the season because of that.
What, who's that?
Giannis, right? You talking about Giannis?
No, I'm talking about in the Sixers Atlanta game last night. Oh, by the way, they're third in the conference, and they're only a game or two up on like five or six other teams. So you guys got to start winning ball games again. Get your shit together. You got a good deep bench. Come on, win some games. Tomorrow night's big.
You got a basketball team there, Lance? You got
The Rockets.
Oh wait, no, we got the Rockets, but also I'm a Spurs fan too because you know you got to go.
Yes,
man, Spurs are all now the dude rookie they got right.
You know the only reason why they're on prime time, right? It's because of
Wemby.
It's all about Wemby.
That's
it. I've seen his games. I've seen a couple of his games. Yeah, he's great.
Yo, is he the real deal?
Tall, man.
He's 7'1", right?
7'2". Yo, Lance, is he the real deal? I see him on highlights. Is he for real? I
think he's the real deal. I mean, listen, he's already blocking some of these superstars. I'm like, golly, like, and then he runs back down the court for the dunk.
Oh, and he plays defense? That's fucking mad respect.
And then he can shoot the three, and he's only a rookie.
It's a new era of basketball. As a
7-footer, he's only 19 years old.
You know who that sounds like?
Don't say LeBron.
Joel. 7'2", shoots the three, plays the mid game, plays the inside game. The game is revolutionizing before our eyes.
Now, where their stadium is, San Antonio, right? That's like where the Riverwalk is and the Alamo and all that. That's a nice area there.
Yeah, they got a new stadium over there. They're not in the Alamo Dome anymore. They used to play in the Alamo Dome.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're out of it. I forgot the name of it. AT&T Center, I think.
I always liked the Spurs, man. Like as somebody that's not in their division and watching, you know, over the years, David Robinson and Timmy Duncan, Ryan
Robinson,
and Greg Popovich. Awesome. You know, the Spurs are a fun team.
That's the beauty about San Antonio. Like you can like go downtown and you'll probably run into some of them. You'll run into Tony. You'll run into one of them because they're always in the community doing something.
Can I tell you a funny story real quick if I can just squeeze it in? Speaking of San Antonio, I've only been once in my life. Me and my wife, who at the time was my girlfriend, went to San Antonio just on a whim. We were young. We didn't have kids. We were like, let's take a vacation. We go to San Antonio, went to do the river walk. Well, we booked it 6-7 months in advance. Well, lo and behold, what ends up happening, because we went in June, the Spurs make it to the finals against the Heat, right? So they contact us. We had paid for our room 7 months before, but the hotel we were in was going to be housing NBA players.
Oh,
so they took us out of our hotel, which we had already paid for 7 months before. And I'm pissed. I'm like, motherfucker, you know? Anyway, but long story short, the hotel they put us in was even better. It was right on the, it was gorgeous. And it was right on the, we could walk out. I'd get my coffee at the little cafe and walk on the Riverwalk.
They put you on the Marriott, didn't they?
Dude, and I turned out to be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, area is really nice, man. When I was down there, I loved it, man.
Yeah, the Marriott. The Marriott's nice over there. So they have a lot of functions. That's where they put all the players either there at the other one. What's the other one called?
I don't know, but the one we stayed in was really nice. I don't know all the names of that stuff. I had to ask my wife that shit, but it was a beautiful place. It was beautiful. And as soon as you walked out the back door, you
threw a fit for no reason to get a better hotel.
It happens, man. Like, yeah, I mean, but it's also mean, that worked out better. You know what I mean?
You walked into the hotel room, we're like, well, damn, I'll shut up.
And that was the whole thing. I got all mad and I'm flipping out. And then the new hotel they put us in was probably the nicest hotel I've ever stayed in. And I was like, wow, this is fucking awesome. You know, it wasn't awesome though while we were there. And I love history, so it was awesome in that sense. But man, the Alamo, I was just like, oh, this is what it is.
That's it.
And I was like, all right, that's so cool.
Strange.
Let's go across the street to the fucking Bud Rockers.
Yeah, it was like, Hooters right across the street. Yeah.
It's so strange, man. This is this one little area, and then it's surrounded by like all the city or whatever.
Yeah,
it's bizarre, man. It is really weird.
If you pass it, you'll miss it. Like if you don't even pay attention, you'll miss it. Like it just Oh shit! All right, hold on. My daughter. My daughter brought me a shot, so she knew I was doing this. It's tequila, Espolón. If you don't know tequila,
Espolón. When I do still once in a while drink tequila, it is Espolón. It is the smoothest tequila in the world. It's like drinking water.
It is. No, I sir. Ever had it. This is my go-to because it's cheaper, but I can turn you on to some good tequilas that are actually better than this.
I like Espolón. Listen, I'll take it over Casamigos or, you know, whatever, Patron or whatever, 1800. Espolón is fantastic. It is good. Like water, especially when you chill the shit out of it.
Yes. I love tequila, man. I love tequila.
I'm wishing that was my liquor go-to back when I don't drink liquor anymore. I only drink beer, but in my heyday, it was fucking tequila.
Tequila's my thing, man.
It's the one liquor that's not a downer. It's an upper.
It is an upper. That's my Red Bull. Like, you want me to go do something? I can't do nothing. You want a tequila shot? Sure. All right, where are we going?
All right, man. Let's get back on track a little bit.
Talking about liquor, I'm sorry.
We got to get some Philly sports in here. How about that Flyers trade? How you feel about that, Ricky?
Well, I mean, there's not much we can do about it. The kid bitched out. He said, I don't want to play in Philly. I get it. Listen, I see what I look like and hear myself when I talk, when I rewatch this fucking thing. I know how we are up here. I get it. It's a tough place to play. Yeah. We're intense. We're on top of our teams every fucking day, 24/7, which is a passion. But I'm saying, if you go play in, like, say, Green Bay, the media and the fans ain't like we are. So the kid probably was scared off. And if you're scared to play here, I don't want you here.
Question. Where was he from?
Oh, probably somewhere in Canada or in Europe.
Now I wonder.
But I heard like he wanted to sign earlier than what the Flyers wanted.
Right, they didn't want him signing yet. Yeah.
So they wanted him to pay for a year that he really wasn't going to play or something like that.
Right. And I understand that because you just see what he just did in the World Junior Champion.
Yeah.
I think he got the MVP of the tournament.
He was most valuable player for offense or something like that.
Yeah. So that kind of sucks. The
kid's really good.
Really good. Now, the kid we got back, way different, totally different position. Still really good. I think he was the fourth pick in the draft, Jamie Drysdale. Now, what's great about him, he's a right-handed defenseman, but he's a rover. He's like a Paul Coffey. Yes, he's a defenseman, but you can drop him in close under the net and pick up rebounds. The kid's a player, so we'll see. They're two totally different positions, though.
Yeah, I heard he's a defensive man, but he can still shoot the puck.
Yeah, so he can carry the puck.
That's impressive.
Too.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So
I point last night as a Flyer. Yeah.
And dude, I thought that game was done, dude. We're down 2 points,
game.
Man.
That was a fun game.
The first period, I think we were down 2-0, and then they came back, man.
Yes, we were. So, yeah, we won a shootout. Ever since I said that to you, I think we're like 2-0 in shootouts since I was like, they never win them.
Right, man. Right. It's fucking great, man. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah.
If I got any hockey teams there, Lance, sir.
I was gonna say we have the semi pro team out here called the Ice Rays. They just kicked it off. I think last week there was their first opening season. Last week, the Ice Rays. That's a semi pro team. They've been here for about 15-20 years here.
So how are they? Because this is why I still love minor league hockey, because it's still real hockey. Do you still let them fight and check?
Oh man, you want to go watch some fights? That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I miss with hockey.
You know, and they got the Thirsty Thursdays. They got the Family Pack on Fridays. Nice. And you can't beat it, man. That's like, hey, you go to a hockey game. I'm like, day?
Thursday? Shit! I know exactly what you're talking about, kid.
Right. Minor league in the Philly area, it's huge because we have the Phantoms and then the Hershey Bears.
No, the Phantoms are gone though. The Phantoms ain't in Philly no more.
I heard the last game was New Mexico. They played New Mexico. So I need to see like what teams they're playing. So if they're playing like any like Philly teams, that'd be pretty cool. So I need to look into their schedule. But they just kicked off the season not too long ago. I want to say like a week ago. So. And it's a minor league team, a whole bunch of young bucks. They're like a lot of young bucks. So
I feel like minor league hockey is the hockey that I love. You know, it's like the hockey that I got in the 90s. Like, I feel like anymore they give me fucking European hockey where it's all about speed, which is fine, but they've reduced so much the amount of fucking hitting and fighting, and that disappoints the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's all gloves come off like crazy.
My brother Rob made a comment about the trade for the hockey, hockey players for Flyers. Batteries will be thrown when he plays here.
Yeah, Jamie Drew style.
Man, y'all gotta come down.
Tell yeah, Lance the story of that, Dieter.
Yeah. It might happen.
The cool thing about, like, here, like, in Corpus, when they have the ice rays, is that when they score a goal, they throw actually a stingray onto the ice. Like a,
what?
Yeah.
A real one?
A stingray on the ice.
Oh, that's all.
Into the line?
Every time the ice rays score, they throw a stingray. They just throw, like, two or three out there, and they're on the ice. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like,
Holy shit.
Oh, man, that's pretty neat.
Wow.
Yeah, we're kind of weird, I
want to
say. You know?
No, that's fucking awesome.
You know,
when they drop in Detroit on the ice when they score in the playoffs, octopus. I'm serious. I think they do.
I don't even know. Oh, hold on.
Did you grab another beer there, Ricky?
I got. You know what? I got this because it was starting to get some age on it. It's a liquid King.
Oh, it's nice.
A variant of King Julius.
Okay.
It's good. This I had a four pack, just the last of it. I just noticed in there. I was like, I better drink it. It's a good beer. It's just a variant of King Julius, which is great. This is great. But all the stuff you've had when you've had King Julius, you got that maybe a little more intensified, a little more tangerine, maybe.
That color is beautiful, man.
That's good.
Treehouse beer is just amazing.
Man. Yeah.
It looks like a friggin' orange in a cup, dude.
That's like a parfait, dude. I don't even know what that word means, and I'm using it. Fucking.
I'm just drinking vodka today,
so,
but it's okay.
So, do you know when Embiid's gonna be back playing for the Sixers?
Peter, I wish I did, man. I don't.
The injury is just like a swollen knee or something like that, right?
But you have to be careful with, though. You know what I mean? You don't want to fuck around and make it worse, and then he misses the rest of the year. I'd rather miss a month now than a month when the playoffs start.
So my question is, have y'all noticed that the NBA is not on prime time anymore as much as it used to be?
Well, you got
football, just man.
The game's becoming a joke. The game's becoming a fucking farce of itself.
So do you think the NBA has too many games right now?
Yeah. And do you know why they did that stupid-ass in-season tournament? Because like you're saying right now, people are getting bored. They're not getting the prime time. Let's add something to it. You know, how about this? How about add to the game? How about this? How about knock off 20 games in a regular season, allow them to fail again, an actual legit fail, and make people earn a bucket when they drive the fucking lane. Enough with this choreographed ballet bullshit out there.
Yeah, exactly. So have you noticed like during Christmas or the Christmas or New Year's, NHL had more – like they were prime time. NFL took over Christmas prime time.
Oh yeah, they did. They stole the NBA. They stole Christmas from the NBA. They're like, this is our thing, bitch.
Yes, they took that away. Like, and then you saw. Then it was. I think college basketball took over too. NBA probably was not on.
Like, NBA is becoming fucking scripted, dude. It is just like fucking, I don't want to say it, but just like the NFL, it's becoming fucking scripted to a point. Not totally, but to a point. And if there's even a little bit, that's all you fucking need. And then it becomes WWE. And some shit, I scratch my head. I'm like, seriously, wait a minute.
Well, I'm glad you said that because if you know, Disney owns ESPN. Disney owns
ESPN. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then here I had a good talk with one of my coworkers about this actually. He goes, "Who watches ESPN? Do y'all watch ESPN still?"
I don't know.
Exactly.
Not really, man.
Who has the best NBA? Is the NBA? Who has the best post
TNT?
TNT. No one watches ESPN.
No.
No one watches ESPN. And you want to have primetime games on ESPN? I'm sorry, it's not working. It's not happening because you're
even. I feel you. I hear you.
The WNBA is on prime time on ESPN.
I know, and no offense, but Jesus, come on.
Yeah, and honestly, and I'd rather watch them. You know why? Because they'll take a hard charge and get up. And
not yeah. Oh no! Listen, the WNBA game is way more real than the men's game. Oh, the WNBA is what the NBA. What I was just talking about in the 90s. Yes. Bring me that back. It's the same like football. It's the same like football. Let my teams play defense again.
Yes. And they get up and like, all right, girl, I see you on the other side of that court. Let's go.
I think ESPN does collab with the primetime channels for football or whatever, because it's always like, ABC on ESPN or ESPN on
ABC. They're owned by the same company, Dieter.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
They're owned by the same company.
Because, like, Monday Night Football, they'll have, like, a little ESPN logo on
it. It's the Matrix.
Yeah. It's all – they're all together. It's all one ownership, which is, you know, it just takes away from everything, man. So – but yeah, I just noticed. I was like, you know, I was watching New Year's Eve. I was like,
God damn it, dude!
Damn, there's no basketball anymore. Oh, he's already drunk. You already drunk already?
Mine is this. Oh,
every time he says the Matrix, like the show always gets like cut out and stuff. Yeah.
When they change something,
cracks me up. Yeah.
Damn, I need another shot. Then I gotta get on that Matrix. Hold up.
Real
quick, I just want to sneak in a quick point. I know we're not talking anything about it right now, it's still 5 weeks away, but real quick, the Phillies today avoided arbitration with three key members, really, I'd say, of the team. You got Ranger Suarez, you signed him today, $5.5 million deal. Jeff Hoffman, nice. You know, bullpen, huge arm for us, and Edmundo Sosa, and you avoided arbitration, which is good, and it's good for team morale and you know, cohesion with the team. So three good signings, and they're depth players. That's good. Ranger Suarez, yeah, for my money, is the number three starter in this league.
I like him. Yeah, I think he's a good pitcher. Now, did they release Kimbrel, or are they bringing him back? Yeah,
he plays in Baltimore now.
Oh,
God. Listen, he literally cost us a chance to World Series. No, they all did, but Craig Kimbrel, how are you putting him in? And four. Come on, man. We got to know better than that.
All I got to say is y'all got to get a championship very, very
soon. I know, so bad.
Like, y'all getting – how many times y'all get too close? Y'all get too damn close.
Last year, Eagles in the Super Bowl, the year before Phillies in the World Series.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been brutal.
I'm tired of second place. I'm tired. You know what the greatest enemy to great is?
You tired of that participation trophy? You're tired of
And it's so bad because it's like everybody's getting so mad at the Eagles, like not playing great. But we're in the playoffs. You know what I mean? We're in the playoffs, and like everybody's like, we should fire this person. We should fire that person. I'm like, man, dude. I know years that we weren't in the playoffs. And that was some depressing shit. Like, part of my French, man. But, dude, like, we're in the playoffs. Like, dude, you got to be happy about something, man.
I know. Trust me. I know.
What was the last time the Texans were in the playoffs, man?
2018.
Wow, man.
Yikes.
You guys had a good year this year, man. You guys really did.
Stroud is the real deal, man. That kid is a fucking player.
Oh, God, man. It stresses me out.
And D'Amico Ryan is a really good head coach.
I was telling Matt about this. I was like, should he be coach of the year?
Probably.
That's good talk.
Probably.
No. Like, they're comparing him to the coach for the Cleveland Browns. I'm like, are you serious? It's like, where did the Cleveland Browns coach come from? Because Cleveland's always had the number one defense year after year.
Yeah. Speaking of Cleveland, too, I like that team, too. And shout out to Joey Flacco, South Jersey kid from right around the corner. Yeah. What a story. And he came out of nowhere. He wasn't even playing for half the year. He's sitting
home on the couch. Yeah, right.
Story how he got picked up.
Like, what's that?
He got signed off of, for the Browns. He was practicing. He had his dad running routes.
Nice. I love that, dude. I hope I'm running routes for my son in 30 years when he's an NFL player.
He was passing to his brother, dude. You know what I mean? It was him and his brother, like, just messing around, you know, and then they brought him off the couch and into the game, dude. That's awesome. Crazy.
That's a great story, dude.
Okay, so here's a good topic. Should he get the comeback player of the year?
Well, I don't know. He didn't play long enough, did he?
Exactly. I mean, it's either that, or they want to give it to Hamilton, or what's his name from the Bills. But the dude from the Bills hasn't done anything either.
Yeah, he hasn't even. Does he play?
I think he's like second string.
Is he? I never seen him. I don't watch. I like Buffalo actually. That Buffalo team is dangerous. I don't watch them, but I didn't see him in there.
They are dangerous when they can click.
Like we were talking about coaches, man. Like the Ravens this year, man. They came out of nowhere. Like, I didn't expect the Ravens to do this good this year, man. And they're fucking killed it.
Yeah. So you think Harbaugh should get the coach of the year?
No,
you don't think so?
I think because the D'Amico Ryans, the Texans head coach, took basically what was the worst team in the league and got them in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, listen, what Harbaugh did is great, but he still has Lamar Jackson and Mark Andrews and a ton of fucking talent in Baltimore. They should win the division.
Like, for how many years has he actually gone that, like, getting so close? For to give him the coach of the year for a comeback? Right.
Well, I think Ryan's earned it. I mean, I think he took it's probably the worst team in the league last year, Texans, right?
Yeah, we only won 3 games last year.
Yeah, so he's got them in the playoffs. That in itself is worth coach of the year.
Yeah. But no, they're not going to give it to him probably. I'm going to tell you right now. They probably won't.
Shout out, by the way, he's a former Eagles linebacker, D'Amico Ryan's. Once an Eagle, always an Eagle, baby.
He was a Texan too.
Yeah. So he played with Brian Cushing, didn't he?
Yeah.
That wild man. Dude was fucking nuts.
Man, all right. So I'm glad you said that. So the game's in Houston this week, right? They got Brian Cushing bringing out all the
players. Nice.
Brian Cushing's coming out. And then all the, like, H-Town rappers are coming out. They're all performing for halftime. So I was like, man, that's
going to be. That's dope.
Yeah, that's going to be. I wish I was. They already sold out the game. The game's already sold out. I was trying to. Yeah, they sold out quick.
Now, how do you feel about playing the Browns, man? Because you guys lose them a couple weeks ago. Pretty bad, right? Was it 36 to 22?
I'm nervous.
Yeah.
I'm nervous. You know why?
Understandably.
Because Coop is coming back. You got Nico. And what's the name? The tight end. What's in the one he got burned on the face? I forgot his name. He got the tight end. You know, like, he's a threat, and then you got Joe Flacco. So Joe Flacco's a coin flip. Either he's going to throw 3 touchdowns or he's going to throw 3 interceptions. You don't know what kind of game he's going to have.
Wow, that's bold, man. That is bold, man. He's been doing pretty good, man. Like,
actually, I feel like I'm listening to your point. That's a good point you make, man. I think he's spot on with that. I do. He probably has a great game, or he's tossing 3 picks, because that's how he's going. He's having a great year, coming in late. But yeah, he has big games, and some games he has a ton of turnovers.
Yeah, he has a lot of turnovers. Either a fumble with the ball because he's rolling out, or he'll throw a pick, or he doesn't get the first down. Now, on Houston's defense, C.J. Stroud didn't play the last game. Nico Collins didn't play the last game. Schultz didn't play the last game. So we had like 4 or 5 of our receivers didn't play the last game they played against the Browns. Plus, our defense was hurt too. We had like 4 or 5 defense. 2 players were out for concussion protocol. We didn't have our safety. We didn't have our corner. Stingley was out too on that game. So I'm just saying.
A whole different game then.
Yeah, man. A whole different game. So trust me, when I saw the first game, I couldn't even bear to watch. Whenever Coop was like killing it, man.
I got another beer going. This is Mosaic and Galaxy by Other Half.
Nice.
I need to get it's a beauty, beauty of a beer, man. And I feel like I do love my Mosaic and Galaxy.
I feel like a vagina drinking vodka.
Yeah, man, whatever gets you talking about sports, man. Yeah. And you're doing such a great job, dude. Always a fucking pleasure to have you on the show, man. Yeah, always, man.
Word up, cuz. Definitely.
I was always ready. I was like, man, what am I going on again? I'm ready. I'm trying not to.
Yeah. Nice. So while we're on NFL, I got to get this point in. About the Eagles, and you follow it, the Rick Rants on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, check it out. Also, Rick's Beer Adventures on YouTube, Rick Beerman and Craft Beer Fanatics on Facebook. But
you can look in our description. I put it down in the description, a couple links and stuff.
Well, if you remember the Rick Rant I put on about 4 days before the game, I said, Nick Sirianni, do not start your starters in this game against the Giants. It has no value to it. And what did he do? Now 5 of our fucking main players are hurt, Nick. What the fuck were you thinking? It was a meaningless fucking game.
At fucking MetLife, that's like a fucking...
It's a danger in itself. Dude.
Right, man. So many injuries get done there. I mean, like, that's...
Listen, we're probably going to have 1 safety. on Monday. One fucking safety, and that's fucking the kid we just traded for from Tennessee. Because you got Blankenship fucking hurt, and you got fucking Sidney Brown out for the year now with a torn ACL. He'd probably be out next year, too.
Is Hurts going to play? I mean, I know he's going to play. But
you know he's going to play. You know he is.
Yeah, that was bad, dude.
But from what I understand, it's one of them where it's not severe. Yeah, like, you kind of pop it back into place. Oh, okay. And I've done that on my own hand. I mean, like, he'll play. They're going to play possum. This is what you do in the playoffs. All the reports are AJ Brown may not play. Bullshit. You know, AJ Brown will be out there. Devontae, Jalen, they're all going to be out there.
They'll all be out there.
It's win or go home. It's win or go home.
I do fear for our defense. I don't think the defense is going to be what we normally are.
My question is, y'all are Eagles fans, so. My question is, why don't y'all blitz more?
Amen. I say it every fucking game. Every game I say that shit.
We don't have the defensive backs to do that. If we did that,
is it working by not blitzing, though? But is it working by not blitzing?
I know.
No. So that's the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Blitz the shit out of these motherfuckers.
It could be third down and five, and you don't blitz. Come on. Fox is just sitting in the pocket trying to bat a ball.
I am so happy you're on this show, Lance. Like, yeah, I mean, this is very knowledgeable. I say it a lot too, man, but I just know, like, the secondary is not there. If we blitz –
We're not blitzing now, and the secondary is getting destroyed. Let's try something different, maybe?
Thank you. And then you have what's the name calling good the point. Plays for defense? What's the name from the Patriots?
Patricia, and he's horrible.
Come on, that was the stupidest.
Dude, he'd be the first person I'd fire, and I'd fire like 19 people. He'd be the first motherfucker I'm firing. Matt Patricia, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Get your fucking shit and get out of here. We're not even getting you a bus ride home. Get in your own car and drive home.
Listen, I can actually use the pencil rather than just put in his fucking hat. Like, just tell him to use that pencil every so often because
this guy is terrible.
It looks good. It makes you look like you know what you're doing, but you don't know what the hell you're doing.
He doesn't, dude. I can't wait to get this fucking dude out of here. Listen, even if they don't fire Sirianni, if they lose to Tampa Bay, they probably will. But if they don't, both your coordinators got to go. Brian Johnson is fucking horrific, and guess what? Matt Patricia, he's even worse.
Yeah,
he's even worse if that's possible.
Oh yeah,
they got to go. The coordinators got to go.
If y'all lose Baker, come on.
Yeah. What do you think is going to happen if we lose really bad to Tampa? You think Nick's gone, dude?
They get blown out. Nick Sirianni's fired, and so is his whole staff. I guarantee it. If he wins the game, he buys himself another year, but loses both coordinators. It's like a fucking board game. Here's what happens if you roll this number. Okay, you go get blown out by Tampa. You're all out of here. You win the game. Nick stays. Your coordinators go.
But here's the thing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's teams that haven't even been in the playoffs in a while, and they still keep the same coach. You know what I mean? Like, well, the Giants. Let's say the Giants, right? I mean, like,
this is year three of Brian Daboll. He was in the playoffs last year. We beat him.
Okay. Yeah. Wild card, right? But
we won the division, and we beat the Giants three times last year.
Redskins, look how long it took them to fire Rivera.
I'll tell you what, though, Dieter, I would take Ronnie Rivera as our defense coordinator.
I would take him too.
Riverboat Ron, he ain't scared to blitz.
Their defense was pretty fucking gnarly, dude. Their defense was the rest.
I would take Ron Rivera as our defensive coordinator every time, dude. That dude defensively, he played for the 85 Bears, one of the greatest defenses of all time.
He'll be like, analytics, what?
And he's a former Eagle. And he's a former Eagle, too, by the way.
Yeah. So hit me like, man. Blitz him. I don't care. Oh, you're going to do it.
Blitz him every down. Blitz him every down. Yeah. It's a new defense. It's just called blitz.
He's a Zyra. You'd be like, I'd rather get an offsides call than a touchdown. Blitz him.
You know, in a weird way, that's a kind of akin to, like, we're talking about the 85 Bears with Ronnie Rivera. I mean, that's what they did. They blitzed, like, they ran that 46 defense, man, and they blitzed, like, every fucking play, but they were exotic. It came from all over the place. So what happened was you would get quarterbacks now seeing ghosts. They're hearing footsteps because you're blitzing so much and from every different angle. So that in itself would play tricks, and that's why that 85 Bears defense was phenomenal. And then he brought it to Philly with Buddy Ryan.
Yeah, they put the fear in God. That's what happened.
Oh, dude, that they blitzed every down. That 46 defense, you blitz every down.
Oh, God.
I loved it. I loved it. Bring it back now just for three games, four games.
Bring that into existence. Watch it happen. Watch it happen.
Oh, I just spoke it into it's going to happen. We're bringing it back.
Any more topics we want to hit on before we get into our picks of the week for the wild card weekend?
Real quick, just to fill some quick airtime, this will probably take 1 minute. I just want to send a shout out to the little fucking jerk off Cutter Gauthier for bitching out. So real quick, I'm going to do a quick. Matt didn't want to do his top five most disliked Philly people.
Well, I figured it'd be like the same people, 10. Man.
I did 10. You ready? I'm going to run them off all in a row. and Dieter, you'll never.
Oh, my God. I'm getting Ricky red. Here we go. Man.
Here we go.
All right. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, I'm ready.
Jerry Colangelo. Matt Klintak, Chip Kelly, Ben Simmons, Andrew Bynum, Jake Arrieta, Matt Patricia.
Oh, man. Fucking
Scott Stevens and fucking James the Beard Harden. That's my top 10 hated list over the last 25 years.
All right, here we go.
We're going on a Ricky Rick. We're going on a Ricky Rick. We're going on a
Ricky. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There it is. There you have it, folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
I do like we'd be like, you know, saying the same people pretty much. I was just like, let's just let you go with it, Ricky.
You know what I noticed, Dieter, when you texted me earlier? You know who you had on your list that I did not? And I brought this conversation up to a few. I work in a bar, so I feel like I work one big sports talk radio show. But I brought this up too. And you know whose name came up a lot? Carson Wentz.
I don't hate
Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz helped us win a Super Bowl. I can understand Ben Simmons because he didn't do shit here in the playoffs. But Carson Wentz helped us win a Super Bowl.
So what do you think about that?
Once you say I don't want to be here anymore, it's time to go.
I get it. I agree.
Don't let it hit you.
He helped us win a Super Bowl.
There it is. Okay, but man, like. What's up, Lance?
What do you think about that game? The Rams versus what is it called? Rams or no? Not Carson Wentz is with who now? Yeah, he was
the Rams.
Yeah, he played a couple of games.
Yeah, he did. He just beat San Fran last week.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's a backup for the Rams.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, the redemption song. You know, dude. Listen. Never mind. I was going to say, get his ass back in Philly. Just kidding.
No, I'm totally joking.
It's a joke. I'm totally playing.
That's like, what's his name? What was the other one? Who ran the Philly special? What was the name?
Oh, Foles. Foles.
Yeah, it's like
Nicky Foles, dude.
It's like you said.
He was from Texas, right? Nicky Foles.
Yeah. Rich family down there. You know that dude's living a fucking charm life, dude. Go get him, Nick Foles, dude.
He just got a trophy for winning, like, squash ball or the old
pickleball.
Pickleball, right.
Pickleball. Listen, that's the life I want to live. That's the life. That would be my fucking spirit animal. You kidding me? Nicky Foles 10 times out of 10.
Shoot shots, tequila, play pickleball. Damn right.
He's like, why not?
Talking about Escalon. Hitting balls, hitting pickleballs. Yeah, I'm right. I'm with you on that one. Hey, whenever you start that, you need a teammate. I'm right here.
Oh, shit, man.
All right, so listen, do you want to do the picks that everybody
we're just at an hour mark.
Let's do it.
I'll, I'll, right. I'll go first. I'll get it out of the fucking way so I stop staring at it and changing my mind 10 times. I'm going to run off my 6 picks. I'm not doing point spread. I'm just picking who I think is going to win the game. I got Philly, KC, Buffalo, Cleveland, Green Bay, and the Rams.
All right. Okay. All right. I got mine with some points here. I took the Browns with the negative 2.5. Sorry, Lance. They're gonna beat you guys. I went with the Dolphins. With the 4.5 over the Chiefs.
I hope he's.
I feel like the Chiefs are going down this year. Bills. I'm taking a negative 10 over the Steelers because I can't stand the Steelers, and the Bills are going to smoke them. I got the Packers.
Dangerous.
Packers with the 7.5 over the Cowboys. Yeah. The Cowboys choke.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Choke. Oh, every year, man. They just bought to choke.
I see that
Sir game ML.
A replay or a rematch against the Dez Bryant game. And, like, that's going to be a rematch of the Dez Bryant game. So, I think that's because, I mean, when's the last time the Cowboys played the Green Bay? Played Green Bay. That was that game.
But I know the Cowboys are a great, they got a great squad, good talent, but man, it's just.
Shut your mouth.
What's that? since like 2000, they won like 4 playoff games, man. Yeah. It ain't happening, dude.
Yes.
I think it's 4, right?
Or I think it's 2. I thought it was 2 games.
Here's the worst part. Houston, Texans have more playoff wins than the Dallas Cowboys in the night. Like, since they. I'm serious.
It's also been, what, almost 30 years since they won a Super Bowl? Yeah. Like, how about them boys? I'm like, dude, you were recording that shit on VHS.
Yeah.
I got two more to go. Eagles with the negative 3 over the Bucs. I know everybody's counting us out, man. I know they are. We got talent, man.
Y'all are destined to, like, have a hit.
Right. We got to pick it up, man. We got to pick it up. Yeah.
Gonna shock the world.
Yeah.
I got the Lions with the negative 3 against the Rams. Lions had a good year this year.
Yeah.
And Rams haven't been doing too much special. I didn't know they had Carson Wentz as their quarterback. I don't know, man. Maybe things might change.
Carson Wentz is not the quarterback, it's Matt Stafford. Wentz started the last game of the season because the game was meaningless.
Matt Stafford got rested.
And that's why I want another Nick Sirianni. You should have sat your fucking starters.
Yeah.
Fucking keg stand Nick, you fucking blockhead.
It was so half-assed. It's like we're going to sit some of them and not all of them. Yeah. And then once A.J. Brown got hurt, they're like, oh, get them all out.
Yeah.
It was so weird, dude. It's like you're either going to do it or not.
Yeah.
It was like the weirdest fucking game.
And I'm going to tell you what, man. I feel fucking great playing against Tampa Bay in Tampa, man. That's a good matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. There's so many Eagles fans in Florida. That stadium's going to be half and half, man.
I hope you're right. And believe me, indeed, I say this with all my heart. I hope you're right. I do. Now, I picked the Eagles in my pick 6 this week. But in my heart of hearts, I think they're going to get their ass kicked. They look like shit over the last 6 weeks. I hope maybe they're playing a little possum, but
little possum, dude. Play possum.
Listen, I'm picking the Eagles, but I'm very doubtful.
It's Baker Mayfield, man. Come on, you can't be scared of that.
He's having a good year.
Stop.
He is
crazy.
Look at fantasy numbers. You play fantasy football. Look at the numbers.
It's Baker Mayfield. It's Baker. He's banged up.
And that defense, listen, Jalen Hurts this year against the blitz is horrendous. Tampa blitzes the third most in all of the NFL.
Here's the thing. Philly's not going to blitz, so Baker's going to sit back and throw it.
No, I'm not talking about Philly. I'm talking about Jalen Hurts when he's on offense. And Tampa blitzes third most in the league.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
What was a better option here? You know, who's a better matchup? You know what I mean? You have to look at what you got.
Listen, I want my Eagles to win, but just what I've seen over the last 6 weeks, it makes me real fucking nervous.
They're bound to hit. They got to hit. I keep saying that.
I hope so.
They got to hit. They won, what, 5 of the last – they lost 5 of the last 6 games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that hit has to hit. So
what you got going on there, Lance? Who's your picks, Bob?
I don't have the games listed out. So, of course, I got my Houston winning. Detroit for I think it's gonna go overtime over the Browns. I got Detroit winning over the Rams. I got to go with the Eagles because the Eagles are gonna they're destined to hit. I think it's probably gonna go to a field goal. I think it's gonna be a lot of field goal games here.
That's probably a good point.
What's the other game I got? I got Cowboys and Green Bay. I think Jordan Love's gonna come out and just like stomp or just shock the world.
Yes, it's so beautiful.
I think Jordan Love's
that would be the magic something. Yeah, weekend. Yeah. You know, you get an Eagles win and Dallas loss. Yeah. Shit.
I think. Oh my god, I can't wait for that to happen. What's the other game I'm missing? Let's see. What is it?
Hold me to bring it up here. We have Browns, Texans, Dolphins,
KC, Miami.
Oh man, I got the Dolphins winning.
I think the Chiefs are going down this year, man.
I don't think the Chiefs can. I don't think that their offense is as good as they used to be. Tyreek Hill has something to prove, and I think he's gonna just run past them.
Nice. I think you have the Steelers and Bills. You got to pick, right?
I'm gonna have to go Bills. I think Josh Allen's gonna get it. His throwing arm controlled. If he can run the ball a little bit better, on the ground, he's gonna take it in his own hands. You know he is.
How did the Steelers get into it, man? That's so bizarre.
That was the worst division ever. I got a 7-8 record. And you know what? I'm a wild card. That's worse than a participation trophy. Like, hey, you know what? You need to fill this slot. Hey, you might as well. You know?
Oh, man. Oh. Yeah. Thanks for coming on the show, Lance. Ricky, always fucking great time, man.
Always a pleasure.
Great time, yo.
Yeah, man.
I'm down to do this. Call me up. Let me know.
So, all right, man. I appreciate it, dude. We'll get you back on. See you.
Peace.
Later. Thank you.